my body, trim and thin underneath the designer workout gear. My wedding ring, still in place, the large diamond glittering from my hand like a spotlight. I had clawed my way to the top of this world, and they couldn't take me down now. Not with the mountain of lies I'd worked so hard to construct.
You moved to Palo Alto 2 years ago, is that correct?
At my silent agreement, she cleared her throat.
So, let's start there.
Part 1. May. 4 months earlier. Chapter 1. Cat. The first week of May, we held a party. It wasn't our biggest. There were no aerialists hanging from the great room beams. We didn't hire the valets or put up the tents. It was a low-key party, a fundraiser for local performing arts, and one that would double as a going-away party for the Flyers. That's what I called them. Flyers. Every summer, like migrating birds, the members of our community scattered south to apply sunscreen like tourists on boutique cruise ships and private islands. I had just a month, and then they'd be leaving me, the group of women currently clustered around me, too concerned with children and cultural experiences to suffer through another frigid summer in Atherton.
When you have kids, you'll understand,
Perla had once whispered, her hand tapping a metronome beat on my shoulder.
Your life becomes about them, and they want to be in swimsuits, like normal kids.
When you have kids. Such a cruel thing to say to a fertility-challenged woman. Besides, it was pure crap. No child in Atherton wanted to be normal. Children in Atherton wanted Instagram videos, jumping off yachts in taggable locations like the Greek Isles. Our heated pools and chilly San Francisco gloom didn't impress their classmates when they stepped from chauffeured sedans and returned to Menlo School in the fall. I had smiled at Perla and wondered if she knew that her 17-year-old son was screwing our maid.
I know, I'd said.
When we have kids, maybe we'll join you. William and I would be suffering through the chilly summer with our heated tile floors, indoor and outdoor saunas, hot tubs, and 6 fireplaces. We'd be fighting off the gloom with day trips to Beverly Hills and weekends in our Hawaii home. And honestly, it was kind of nice to have a break from my friends and their always present collection of children.
I'm telling you, Johanna drawled, eyeing a passing waiter with a look of longing.
Puerto Rico is where we're buying next. A 4% tax rate? Think of how much we'd save.
Have you been to Puerto Rico? I asked, following my husband's path as he moved through the entrance hall, his head bent toward the older man beside him.
For an island, the views suck. If I'm moving that far away, I need a beach and a view. She shrugged.
We could buy an island off 1 year's tax savings. That's worth dealing with a subpar view. Plus, think of the cultural impact on Stewie and Jane. They could learn the language, interact with the locals, see how struggling families live.
Jane had received a boob job for her 16th birthday. The last time I saw her, she was sagging under the weight of a dozen shopping bags with a cell phone stuck to her ear, climbing into the passenger seat of an exotic car. I hadn't seen Stewie in over a year, but had heard of his expulsion from Menlo and rumors of an exclusive drug rehab center that Johanna was touting as a study abroad.
Forget Puerto Rico, Mallory chimed in, one of her diamond chandelier earrings caught in her hair.
The home next to us in Cabo is going up for sale. One of you needs to buy it.
Her chin swung to me and she raised a delicate dark brow. Cat.